Hey there. So in my last Ramble Fab, I talked about how I wanted to stop posting and Reddit personal ads and take a break from that. Update, I wasn't super successful, and I had a series of, like, posting lots of ads. And I've, like, deleted some of them, but it's, like, just deleting them doesn't make... doesn't make, like, the ad not happen. Like, I did post it. So, when I search for a partner, it typically comes with this gunky, all-around sort of feeling where I'm not my best self, where I can be petty and ghost and just looking for each new high. And I'm realizing, I continue to realize, that this isn't an effective or healthy way to go about dating, or looking for relationships. In the past several years, I've oscillated between two sort of points. One being, like, I really want to work on myself. Working on myself is important. And then as a way of preparing to be with a partner. And then being like, well, I shouldn't have to be a perfect person that feels whole and amazing to have a partner. Companionship is a basic human right. And just sort of moving between those two points. And I now I'm feeling more like I'm moving toward the first point of working on myself, and I still believe that, like, I don't have to be a perfect person for me to have a partner. I think the sort of subtle difference that I'm tuning into is that there are parts of myself that I've run away from that I need to confront and explore and listen to with a kind heart. So, yeah. And that's, like, in a lot of what I've been looking for, I wanted to meet someone who would be my mentor, who would affirm the hell out of me and help me work on the projects I've been pushing to the wayside. And there's a reason I haven't found this person. And that's because the universe is saying that I need to work on myself. I need to shine a light on the parts of myself that are scary and that I want to run away from, because they're a part of me. So in a lot of sexual situations, I've felt hesitant and unsure, and I think that there's something to be said for communication. I think as well, I want to be empowered sexually. I want to I want to be open and explore and like use my body as like a canvas in that metaphorical way. 'Cause in a similar vein, I've been like, well, I feel weird about my body. I just like need to meet someone that like will help me understand my body. And well, I think it's true that sex has the potential to be healing. There's a baseline, I think, that two people need to come from, and it's like, I'm not there, and it's not like a value judgment against myself. I'm just realizing that it's important, and I want to journal about what it means for me to be sexually empowered. I want to masturbate as a self-care activity. So because my pleasure is important. I think in a lot of when I do the meditations, it's like, this is what I want. This is what I want. In the way that, like, in the relationship of, like, affirmations and manifesting, I think I've also been realizing that, like, all of this, like, what I've been feeling is basically all second chakra, which is the sacral chakra, that has to do with creativity and sex. And I'm like, yes, because of, like, I wanted to put a show on the ground, put off the ground, and I, for several years, and I haven't done that, and just, like, the exploration in that way. And I think that, I mean, I don't have the answers, and you know what they say, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. I want to think about where the impulse is for me to post a Craigslist ad, the impulse behind swiping through Tinder. Because more often than not, it comes from loneliness or just not wanting to sit with myself. And I want to sit with myself. I want to cultivate myself. And with that being said, like, another part of this is posting audios. I want to post audio regularly, and I want to like see what I like, to explore, to play, to see what other people are interested in. And I don't want, because I think that there's sort of a relationship between sharing what you like and then other people like it too, and it's like, cool, we all win. And also, like, creating content intended to please when it doesn't necessarily super please me. I'm making it because I want to please others. There's a fine line there. Because as much as I love receiving affirmation, I want to affirm myself. I want to do self-care activities daily and step into the world feeling confident, feeling present in my body, mind, and spirit. And just, you know, taking the world, doing the world. And feeling into what I have to offer. And knowing I have so much to offer. And sharing it. So I'm going to try to just record stuff more. Also, I've been thinking about too, I wrote my journal a bit, the idea between planning something versus having a script, and everything I've done so far that I've posted has been improv, and I think that there's an element of fear that comes with writing something down or like following a script. I just like the finality of it in some way. I remember I took an acting class in college, and the final was to do a scene, and I like met with my scene partner and like we talked about the scene and like we practiced it, and then like the final scene I was like, yeah, like, hey, this was good. And then versus in comparison to when I was choreographing dances in college and I was like, hey guys, let's just like improvise something and then we'll like put it together. And like that came from fear of not wanting to put something down and say like, this is our plan and then like we'll see and then we can make changes if needed. And like that fear of saying, putting a line in the sand. So also like in a related point, because I do take improv classes, and I started the conservatory program at Second City where it's your writing, and I was just like, oh yeah, writing. So like the balance of writing and improv is interesting. I want to just, like, get into, just, like, write. I mean, like, I want to, like, journal way more. And play around with, like, writing some erotic stuff. And I feel like it's getting into that, like, oh, I want to do all these things. And then it's, like, that they never happen. So here's another, I'm gonna just, like, take it one step at a time, prioritize, see what's what, but taking steps forward. Overall, I feel, like, in a positive space to, I mean, I just feel like I'm in a positive space right now. So for better or worse, fortunately or unfortunately, the only sex toys I have, I got from my ex, who I met on Reddit. And he, like, wasn't the best person. And it, like, makes me feel in this weird sort of way. Like, I feel like I've mostly, like, reclaimed them in a way of, like, these were a gift. But, like, right now, these are, like, my fucking sex toys. I think I... Here's another, like, I'm gonna buy some sex toys. Right now, today, I'm going to use my fingers. Also, I can't believe I'm talking for 16 minutes. I really like talking, I think. So, let's explore. Okay. Taking my underwear off. Also, so I recently purchased period panties from Thanks, and I haven't had my period yet to try them. It should be coming in like maybe 2 weeks or so. I'm really excited to try them. I think it's like super cool. I'm the type of person who, like, I've worn, pads just because I feel like tampons, I don't know, they just have never really been for me. But I love the idea of just, like, not wearing a pad and just, like, perioding into my underwear. Also, I think, like, the styles of those, panties, like, look pretty cool, so it's crazy, like, I'm excited about my period just to try wearing these panties. Anyway, also, like, as a nervous habit, sometimes I, like, tear my nails off, like, not literally, like, all the nail, but, like, of the part that grows, so they're kind of, like, short right now, and sometimes it goes, like, into skin, so... That's what I'm looking at a little bit. Anxiety is real. So, yeah. Let's see. Putting my hand there. Just slowly moving it. I took a bath earlier. So that was cool. Because hot water is awesome. I want to love myself. I want masturbating to feel like I'm making love to myself. I want to love myself through my fingers. I want to demonstrate that I love myself. I want to acknowledge shame and insecurity and fear for what they are. And respond by loving myself unconditionally. I'm laying down now on the floor. Because I'm not alone. I'm here. I'm a complete person. I'm a complete person that deserves love and affection. You are complete. You are complete. You are complete. Soften into this moment. Soften. Do you hear me? You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. Your pleasure is important. Your pleasure is important. No expectations, no demands. I love you. I really want to feel someone, what it feels like for someone to come inside me. I've never experienced that before. I think it'd be really cool. Heal. Heal. Well, oh. displacing. My left and my right hand over my pussy. Just sending it love. Sending it kindness. It's funny, I just put a finger back in, and it's like, after spending that, like, little bit of time, like, I'm sending love and kindness, and then I got, like, significantly wetter. And I think, like, there's something to be said about, like, of the energetics of it, of cultivating love and kindness. Intimacy and darkness. I have my hand between my thigh and I'm just sort of squeezing it. In some way I'm like, but this hasn't been like a sexy enough performance. I haven't like moaned enough, or the idea that not having an orgasm, that it has to do with like pushing past a plateau. I think these are all valid points. I feel strangely serene in this moment. And I'm done. I'm done for this recording. For me. So if you listen all the way through, I appreciate you, and I'm sending you loving kindness. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being here.